We'll be reading over in 1 Kings, excuse me. And the place real familiar, it's in the 17th chapter. And I know we're all probably familiar here with when Elijah had prayed that it wouldn't rain. And he stayed down by the brook, and the Lord fed him by the ravens and watered him by the brook, and there came a time when that brook dried up where he was over here in this day. And that's where we want to maybe start at there. Like I say, you pray much, because you all know me pretty much in here, and I say it all the time, I'm nothing, and if there's any preaching going to be done, it'll be done in the Spirit, and it'll not be done by me. But this morning we just hopefully want to be a help to somebody in the Word of God. We'll start to read there in the 17th chapter, and we'll read the 9th verse and read down just a little ways in 1 Kings. He said, "Arise." Let me back up to the 8th. "And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow woman was there, gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. And thus said the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah." And I'll stop right there. And like I say, I know this is familiar, and I know it's probably been preached many a time. And as the Lord brought this scripture to our heart, I got to thinking just a little bit there, a lot of times how that it seems like in the day we live in, brother, it seems like people's are trying to come up with all these new ways of preaching old messages, and they're trying to put a new twist on them, and everybody's trying to dig and find something different in the Word of God, Conley, to try to bring it out and seem like they want to try to appeal to people's the generation we're in, the things, and they try to bring all these different things. And I thought as I read this scripture how it's still just as good the way it got preached 100 years ago, it's still just as good today, David. And I got to thinking about, you know, as we were reading this, and as the Lord had brought it to our heart, I got to thinking about how there's a whole lot going on in this scripture. How the Lord he spoke to Elijah and told him to leave a place that he was, because he was no longer to stay there. God had something else for him to move on and to do. And then he had this little woman over there at Zarephath, and he had prepared this little woman to receive this man as he'd come. So in a lot of different ways, they were both had a job to do. Neither one of them really knew
going to take place. He told Elijah, he said, arise and get you up to Zarephath. And he says, I commanded a widow woman to sustain you up there. So what did Elijah have to do? Trevor, he had to step out on faith and he had to start walking towards Zarephath. And he had to trust in his heart, Jay, that little woman up there was going to mind God and that she was going to do what the Lord had told her to do. All he was going on is God said, I've commanded her to do something. I've commanded her to sustain you up there. And here this little woman was, as God had commanded in her life, she's looking around, Mark. Elijah's already seen great miracles in his life. He's already seen how that God has told him to tell him that it was going to be no rain for all this time, and how that he had sat down by the brook, and how that God had been feeding him, and God had been feeding him, and then finally he dried the brook up. And he told him, Mike, he said, it's time to leave this place where you're at. And as he got to moving on, here was this little widow woman. All she knew was she'd been suffering through a famine. She'd been watching her child hungry. She'd been struggling for no doubt a good amount of time in her life. But Elijah had been eating on the fat of God. He was in a really good place, no doubt, in his life in trusting the Lord. His faith was strong at that moment as he's going on. But here's a lady that's at a point in her life where she's struggling, Daniel. She's in a place to where that she's watching everything around her fall apart. Just bear with me just a little bit. She's seeing her child hungry. She's realizing, I ain't got no husband to help me. She's realizing they ain't no more meal in the barrel. And there's just enough right there to give us just a little bit. Give us just a little bit. Just enough oil just to give us a little bit. And she was out gathering sticks, man, according to the word of God, to go make this last little bit of meal she had. And she said, we're going to die. They evidently, they wasn't a neighbor. They wasn't a family member. They wasn't anybody close by that she felt that she could go in and say, can I have some of what you got? Everybody in that day was no doubt in the same place. They didn't have enough to get them through. And she realized, this is it. So she's at a very weak point in her life. She's at a very low place. Now I want us to see something in this morning and how God's moved through the church already. How God's stirred some of you up. God's given you a few words to say. Hey, maybe some of us that's walked in here that's been going through God. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've struggled for a long time, but here the past little while, I've been seeing God move in a great way in a lot of things in my life. And right now, I'm feeling pretty strong in my faith. I'm not boasting in it, but I'm giving God the glory. I feel, but you know what? We ain't all right there at that place at the same time, David. There's been times, Matt, you've been up there and I've been down here and I've been going through that low place. But I want you to understand something this morning. As I come into the house of God, God let me know this morning, I've got something down there to sustain you for a little while. He said, I've been taking care of you and I'm going to keep taking care of you when you get down to the church this morning. And as I got down here, Trevor, you may have thought, I ain't got much. I just went through losing my uncle, a man that I'm pretty sure he died and went to hell. Your whole family's in a low place. Mark, you may have been feeling like that you didn't have another thing in the barrel.
May have felt like there just ain't enough oil.
I'm just ready to die.
We come down to the house of God. And just like that little widow woman, she didn't feel like she could be a help to nobody, did she? And God had put a commandment on her to do something she just felt like that she couldn't do. How many times do we come in the house of God like that? Hey, I want you to understand something. When you get to looking at this lady, she wasn't a quitter. She wasn't one that was going to give up.
If she was, she'd have stroked the barrel out and said, well, there ain't even nothing to worry about. That ain't even going to get us another day.
But she wasn't. She was out getting some sticks, and she was going to fix it right up to the end, wasn't she? She was going to stay with it right up to the end. Then here the Lord went and asked somebody out of her. I thought about that, and he asked her for some water first. She's pretty eager to run and get that water. Evidently, she had plenty of that, enough to go around anyway. And he said, then bring me a morsel, Bobby. Bring me some bread. It hit home real close, sir, didn't it? She knows she didn't have much. You said it, Mark. The Lord can take a little and do a lot with it. That's what I've
been thinking about this morning as I've come to the church.
Our little old Baptist churches may not look like much to a whole lot of people in this world, but I tell you what the Lord can do. He can take a mother that don't seem like she's got much, and he can keep her barrel full, and he can keep her plenty of oil, and keep feeding her.
How's that going to happen, preacher? It takes that mother trusting when God asks her to do something. To do it. When the Lord says, come by, and you give them, instead of sitting down at the table and eating, hey, why don't you get a little whack this morning? Hey, that woman was planning on it, taking that and eating it for herself. Hey, but God said, give it to somebody else first. There's a lot of times when we go through things and God gives us little small victories and we think we're going to sit down and just eat it for ourselves. And God says, stand to your feet and let the church know what I've done.
Lord, I can't do that. You hit the nail on the head, sis. If testimonies. They need to be heard. Them trials you go through, Jay, don't be ashamed of them. She had to admit to that man, I don't have much. And Elijah said, you just go back and you do just like you said. You make that last bit you got. He said, you bring me some first. Church, we just keep coming back and giving what he tells us to give. I ain't preaching offerings. I'm talking spiritually this morning. It'll work at the house and your paycheck too. It'll work in that, but I ain't preaching offerings this morning. I'm preaching spiritual things. You know what the Lord ain't never done? He ain't never let his people go hungry. David said he was old, he'd been young, he said he'd never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed of begging bread. You feel like you ain't got no more. You feel like you can't go on. You just give to the Lord. You come down here, and I told you the first testimony I ever remember giving in church was the Maple Ridge Baptist Church. Over and had been saved, and I was sitting there trying to think, Mikey, about all kind of words I could put together that just would sound like a good testimony or a sound. And the next thing I know, I was just on my feet saying, I'm found saved. It didn't seem like much to me, but the Lord let me give it. And you know what? As I went on, he's still giving me a testimony every time I stand. There's still something there in the barrel every time I go back. I guess what I'm trying to say to his church is we can't give up and we can't quit on God. It may look like there just ain't another thing left that we could do. But just keep going back to that barrel and give to God first. You may look around, it may look like everything around you is falling apart. It may look like just everything is wasted away. You're worrying about your children, you're worrying about your wife, you're worrying about your husband, worrying about your grandkids, worrying about everything in the world. Just keep going back to that same barrel and keep digging in. Lord, give us everything we need right there in that book, Trevor. He's give us everything we need on our knees.
He sustained his church, and he ain't going to let his church go down. You trust me. Not just me, you trust God. I've been right at them points, Earlene. It's not too far in the near past here that I just thought, how? I'm done. And the Lord would say, he'd say, I've got another message. Won't you stay with them? I'm done more than I can't. You go back to that church and you preach what I give you. Lord, they'll show there ain't much left of a barrel. They ain't more oil than grips. I'm just ready to gather my last bit of sticks and die, Lord. Just let me die. I told my wife, and I ain't trying to be pitiful this morning. It ain't been too awful long ago. I pray, Lord, just let me die in my sleep. Just let me leave this world. Do you know what he'd say? He says, you just go back in there and you get a hold of that barrel and you scoop a little more out. You take them sticks and you get the fire built like you want to be built. You make a cake of bread. You take it down there to the house of God like I told you to do, and you feed some people. I ain't bragging or boasting in that right there. Do you know what the Lord kept doing, Shandy? Every time I go back, it's something else there. It's sustaining. See, that little woman didn't just sustain Elijah. You know who else got to eat on it? She did. It ain't just me coming down here and feeding you. I'm going to tell you something. You want to know what's keeping this old fat preacher a preaching? I'm eating the same thing you are. It's all coming out of the same barrel. It's all getting put together with the same oil. It's all got the same fire lit under it. And they ain't one of us eating no different than the other. God's put us all together to eat the same table and eat the same food. We have to be willing to keep going back. Mm-hmm. Every time he says, if there's in the Bible. It just keep it coming. That's what I said. People feel like they can't preach the scripture the same as they used to get preached. Still works, girl. Still works. It still works. Put your trust in God. Lean on him. Not the old understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. It ain't changed. I ain't got to come up with a new fancy way of preaching. It takes an anointed spirit filled. Getting on your knees, begging God for one more meal for the church. One more morsel to get by. And he'll give us what we need to be sustained. He wasn't going to let Elijah go hungry. He wasn't going to let that little widow woman and her child go hungry. Church that desires the Word of God, God will feed you. I'm going to tell this because I thought about it a little bit this week. Before I started pastoring here, there's a man filled in, and I ain't going to say his name, I say he didn't fill in, but he preached here once. A little later he told me, he said, that church has got potential. You hit me wrong. God had a burden on my heart for this church, and I didn't like the way that he said it about y'all. Just be honest, I ain't been called this. He said, yeah, there's potential there. The Lord could do something. But you know what, early every time I come here and sit down, God showed me people that wanted something. They wasn't just potential. They was a hungry church sitting here that was desiring a pastor, that was willing to stand, that wanted to preach the Word of God, that wanted to feed his people. It wasn't just potential. Hey!
church he was going to use and was using.
And guess what? It still is. It just got potential. The Lord's using you, church. I ain't saying that to be mean towards that man. I love him, I do, and I guess he had all good intentions in what he was to say to me. But he didn't realize the burden is on my heart down here neither. It's like walking up and slapping my wife. It didn't feel good. It made me a little bit mad. And all I've ever wanted to do is come down here and eat with you. Huh? I ain't coming down here trying to train you, and I ain't coming down here to try to mold you in what I think you need to be, because I think you got potential. I've come down here to the house of God to feed you what I've eaten. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
We eat from the same table, Brian. Ain't big, I love you. Life just wanted some bread to eat with that woman and her son. Yeah, Lord. Send him down there, and he had great works to be said. He had great works to do in his life. So did that little widow woman. She had things that God had planned for her. She had that son that she had, those plans in his life that God had for him. I got things the Lord wants to do with me. I'm going to tell you what he wants to do with you too. And he is doing. I told you, God ain't done here. That's what will be done. Herlene told it this morning. They all come by their house this morning. I thought about him this week. I want to see him come into an hour. I want to see him get his life where it needs to be. He's got things to eating him up and killing him. You know what he done? He stood in front of this church and asked us to pray for him one time. I ain't forgot that. He said, church, I'm battling and I need jumps. Well, you know what he's done? He fell right back into doing what he's doing before. Should we just say he got what he deserved?
No.
Is that the heart of a church?
No.
Is that the heart of a mother? You picked little Olivia up and she was little, she probably toddled around, she'd fall. You'd say, quit going that way, you're tripping on that right there, and she may walk that way again. What would you do? Pick her right back up. Love her. Tell her not to walk that way again. I wouldn't just keep telling them, Hurley. That's all we can do. You train these youngins up, Dave. Keep them sitting right where they're sitting. Every chance you can get a hold of them, keep them sitting right there. Right there's potential. Back there. The Lord can do.
And we'll stay
there. There's a day, Dana, you was already. You was sitting in this church. As a young lady, you got brought to church by your mom and daddy because they wanted you to grow up under the gospel. See, that mama just wanted to feed her. She just wanted to feed her son. And she thought, I'm going to go until it runs out. Right when she thought it was going to run out, God put a trial in her life. And she had to trust God through that trial. And she had to keep giving to the Lord when she felt like she didn't have nothing else to give. They just come to my heart. The only reason I'm using that family right there, the Balls and the Roberts. Dana wouldn't be sitting in this church. Dana would be playing our piano. Dana wouldn't have saw her son and daughter saved. Her husband, same way, had mom and daddy raised him in the house of God. Went through some hardships and had mom and dad stay with it. When the trials come up, you just kept going to the barrel, Wayne. Randy just kept going to the barrel, Chad. Why? These were people that had kids that they didn't want to see die. And they knew they needed to get through that trial and just trust the Lord. He had never let them down. And the barrel still got metal in it, Darlene. We're still hanging in there for her. When she's sitting here with husband and children, there'll still be metal in that barrel. Trevor, when you're sitting here with a wife and children, these little old babies are still coming home. Me and Jonathan was talking about this the other day. Like I said, we're going to meet with our youth here Saturday night. We're talking about these young people. And me and Jonathan was talking about some things. And he said, I told him at the church the other day, he said, I still believe in this way. Why? Why do you reckon he still believes in it? He told me, he said, because it works, then. It still works. We ain't got to get no new carts built and go to trying to haul the things of God around in a different way. We need some men to get on their knees and ask God to give them something, send them to where He wants them to go, and be willing to eat what He puts on the table. These scriptures ain't changed. I was thinking it's for tonight. I got some other scriptures that I've been studying on there. He's still the same God today. He's still the same God tomorrow. He's still the same God forevermore. Mikey Lawler, you had a grandma that raised you up in church. Taught you right. Me and Mikey talked a lot on the job. He's got a lot of questions, and he asked me a whole lot of things. And I hope you keep asking, Mikey.
Did you hear what the man said this morning? It's the first time we've got to sit in church together.
He said, I come this morning to learn about the Lord. He'll teach you if you want it. He'll give you what you need, Mikey. Why? It takes his church being able, when it feels like we ain't got nothing else in the barrel, it takes this church getting down there and saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to give. It takes standing up and testifying a little bit. You know what? This morning, God's fed some that maybe's never eaten nothing like this. It'll grow them. One of these days, maybe we'll get to see them. Just like you said, you told everybody, you want to have what you got. Want to feel what you feel. I thought about my salvation this week. And that's one of the first things that ever entered into my heart when I got saved. I want everybody to know what it felt like.
When I got well enough, Jeanette, to go back to school, I wanted to tell everybody. I realized just how easy it was once I let my faith turn it up, turn everything over to God and believe in Him. I realized just how easy it was to have Jesus move into my heart. You read it?
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You can come to church if you're 90 years old, and if you ain't never been born again, you'll go to hell. You can get baptized in Ever Creek, in Buncombe County, Madison County, everywhere in the surrounding area. You can go through every bit of that water and die and go to hell. But you got to see you're lost. How you ever going to see that? By Matt Fawcett's, by Mark Carver's, by Earlene Ball's, standing up and telling where God brought us from. Reaching down into our wheelbarrow and getting a cake of bread and offering it up to God. I thought on Cain and Abel this week how one sacrifice was accepted and one wasn't. Abel came to God with the right spirit and with a true heart to offer up something unto God. Cain come in and the Lord told him that sin lied at the door. He said, you bring an acceptable offering and it'll get accepted. We come into the house of God with an acceptable offering, it'll get accepted. And it'll get used.
I preached one of them scriptures at Jenny Rogers' funeral. Well, at the graveside,
Abel's blood cried from the ground. I'm going to tell you something. Abel's sacrifice didn't die with him. There's still some things once we leave here and we die cold, they'll still keep crying out. Jim Rogers left a testimony behind, and it still to this day cries out. I can still see her sitting right there on that pew. I can still hear her testimony. I can still see you sitting right here. And I can hear him tell one of these days, he says, this old body going back to the dust and went to Cain, it'll be laid over our New Liberty Cemetery. He always loved to sing about them green pastures. Going over home there to them green pastures. He still got a testimony here, though. You know where Hubert's at? He's done gone home. There's some offerings that we can give up to the Lord to keep feeding, even after we're gone. I'm thankful for a few lives down through time. I'm thankful for some widow women down through time. And some good godly men and women that went before us, that stood before us, that was willing to move when God said move, and willing to give back when God said give back.
I told you, I've said it many a time, that's what the Lord laid on my heart.
I said it many a time, church, I need you more than you need me.
The Lord didn't say, Elijah, I'm going to send you down there to sustain that widow woman, did he? No. That little woman that didn't have nothing, that was down to her last bit, God said, I'm going to send you down there. She's going to sustain you. That make any sense to you? Churches may have thought you was down to nothing. And it couldn't be a help to nobody. And the Lord said, this old boy down here needs his help to sustain me. Any prayers, any testimonies, any love. Elijah had his part to do. The widow woman had hers.
We got to go with faith and trust the Lord to sustain us wherever we're at. You got to stand when he says stand. Move when he says move.
And trust when he says trust. We all know the scripture.
It gets said a lot around here. Our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. These are far above ours.
Don't follow the Lord on what you think. Just trust him. He knows what he's doing. That's what the Lord gave me this morning. Might be short. That's what God gave me. Maybe long. I don't know what you think, short and long, but don't really matter as long as the Lord's done with it. That's all it needs. I appreciate you.